Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful to have this opportunity to be with you on October 20th, 2019. We're going to be looking at how do I love my enemy. This is a very important radio program for some of you, well, really for everyone, but not everyone's going to get it. Few people do. So if you do get it, bless your heart. If you don't get it, well, you're among the many. We'll talk a little bit about that here in just a moment. I want to remind you, we're in our fundraising drive for our year-end support of this radio program, our TV programs, my hospice work, everything. We live off of year-end donations. It kind of makes everything happen. And our mystery donor is matching donations. He will match every gift you give dollar for dollar to help us sustain our radio program. And all of the things I do, including, like I said, my hospice work and our new BATMO project of helping children. If you haven't been to our BATMO website, you need to go there. It's BATMO.org, I think it is. BATMO.org, yeah, that's it. And I am so busy, I don't even know what day it is. Where are we? Is this? Okay, we're on the 20th here. Yeah, I'm doing fine. Anyway, your donations, they mean a lot. So I'm hoping you will either become a sponsor. That would be a lovely, lovely gift for all of us to help us sustain what we do here. And or maybe a year-end donation. Sponsorship gives you so much. You get to, well, you have to be a different kind of human being, I think, to be a sponsor. You get access, of course, to the message of the month that is done each and every month for all sponsors. But the thing that makes it kind of interesting is you get access to podcast, video cast, and commentaries. And these commentaries are what I want to say, the confessions of a teacher who's been going for almost 50 years. He is also a student, and there is so many things I'd love to share with you. If you ever wondered why you are the way you are, or the world is the way the world is, or any of that, believe me, these commentaries will serve their purpose, no doubt. Plus, you get to have all of the TV discourses I did over the years, over 122 of them. They're all there for you. You can download them, listen to them on all of the subjects. Nobody likes you anyway. The Tao, I did lots of them on the Tao. The Sound of One Hand Clapping, I did. There are so many. And all the TV programs, of course, are online for you to watch as well. So all in all, it's a very, very wonderful thing to become a sponsor. You get a lot of insight, information, and hopefully some transformation. That all depends on you. There is absolutely nothing more important in this world than the state of forgiveness. There is absolutely nothing more important. You can say what you want about anything in the work, but it is more important to forgive than anything else. Your life hinges, my life hinges, our lives hinge, the world hinges on forgiveness. And it is a very, very hard thing for people to do. It's a humbling experience because in forgiveness, we're really not just forgiving another person at all. We're really forgiving ourselves. We're accentuating what is going on within us, spiritually speaking. So I thought it would be good to devote an entire program to this because I do get questions about this from time to time from people who have watched me or read me or listened to me. So let us go to the questions. The first question is from Carrie. Does not tell me where he lives or she lives. I don't know he or she. How do I love those who are my enemy? It seems so impossible to love anyone who's trying to hurt you. Carrie, I've had some terrible things happen to me in the course of my lifetime, just like you. There is no difference between thee and me. We all have our tragedies. We all have people who have forsaken us. We have all sorts of things that we have gone through in the course of our lifetime that have made our living very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. People have said things probably to you, like to me, that have been untrue. All sorts of anomalies and misnomers and everything. And from people you would think would have better common sense than that, than to do that. But I'm going to tell you something. All of these people are drawn together into our life, into the culture of our individual living, based on how we live within ourselves with love. And most of us don't live in love very well. We just don't. We live with hate and fear in a most magnanimous and magnificent way. But we don't live with love very well. So when a person comes into our life who looks like an enemy, who acts like an enemy, who deals with us in unkind ways, it is basically because of the way I live with love inside me. I'm either ignoring it, I'm not involved in it, I may be living in a emotional place where I believe I don't need to be in the authentic love. My emotional love is more than enough, and I like that. That's the way most people are. And you can keep all of this going for many, many years. In fact, your entire lifetime. So basically, the reason these things happen is because of the state of my love, how I'm living with it. The other thing about it is that as you, now this is a little topper here, as you become more and more compassionate in your lovingness, you're going to find there will be people who will come out of the woodwork to try to hurt you. I know you're going, what? You know, what about this like attracts like, and with what measure you meet, it'll be measured unto you again. Everybody has karma. I have karma. You have karma. You're going to meet people who are there to change the way we look at love, the way we look at ourselves, and the way we deal with our karma. We are going to, and you are going to, and I have and continue to meet people who challenge that, who show us the basic, shall we say, insincerity of our love, what we call our love and how we think of love. So with this all being said and done, this is why we have the difficulties we have. People will come into your life because, A, the way you love and the journey you're on with love, and if you're not in a quote-unquote place where you're comfortable with the development of love or the essence of love within you, then you're going to find how you live with your love draws certain people to you. People that challenge you, people that sometimes make it very difficult, sometimes. Then there is those who come into your life who karmically are there to help you overcome some ancient stuff that you and I have done in the course of our many, many lifetimes. And they come to help us understand how to deal with ourselves through love and others as well. And the whole key, if you really want to know, I can just, you know, sum it up here for you and you can go on your merry way. The whole key to the whole thing is not to try to change you or the human part of you. It is to transcend the human part of you. It is to arise to a higher place inside you and to be able to look at people in general and realize they know not what they do. Now, this is a very important thing. If I can realize that I know not what I do when I'm being in my quote-unquote spiritual mischief, when I'm doing things that are unkind, unnecessary, the whole thing, when I am no longer infatuated with all of that and my spiritual craziness, where I'm only living to get even, to be prove a point, to prove I'm right, to prove my power over someone, to prove my rightness. Well, then something has transcended when I am not doing that anymore. And there will be people who will come into your life who will challenge you at every level. And you may think you're right. You may go on a rampage thinking you're right and they're wrong. But that's not the point. The point is, can you love your enemy as yourself, as Jesus talked about? Can you? Can you love your enemy as yourself, or is it all about just loving you? The key to all of that is really, really important. I'm never right. I'm never right. I take on the attitude of whatever has been done in my past was wrong. I take the whole attitude that whatever it was that incited a person's hatred and fear towards me is my doing. But I don't look at it and feel ashamed or bad about it. And neither should you. Sometimes we do things that look right to us in accord with our biology. And until we understand the nature of our biology, the nature of why we, quote, behave the way we do, as Robert Sapolsky talks about in his book, Behave, until we are aware of our input, our urges, we're going to continue on the way we are going to continue on. And we're never going to see the light of day in our heart. Greg can't forgive. Carrie can't forgive. It's something deep within us that is forgiving. In fact, it isn't even forgiving. It accepts everything as everything is and as it comes to us. So it isn't even like I bestow upon you this magnificent gift of forgiveness. I've learned now over the many years of my life and the pain and sorrow I have been through to see things in the light of the heart. And I never give up looking at everything from the authentic heart. So, Carrie, if you want to strengthen your authentic heart, you let it rule your life. You let it determine up and down, in and out. You let it do its thing. You do not try to make it cohesive to the human psychology because it can't do it. Human beings are based in DNA. They are natural born killers, and they are a result of flagrant and unnecessary sexual intercourse. And in essence, we're out of control. To be back in the way and the truth and the light is what our living is all about. Compassion, forgiveness. These are things that do not come from the human. They come from the divine that lives within you. I hope that helps you a little bit. I could go on and on with this, Carrie, but I won't, so please forgive me. Namaste. Got to move on, losing time here. Next one comes from Matt, and he says that he listens to me from California, the whole state of California. That's interesting. What do you mean when you say we are our own worst enemy, Matt? Matt, nothing has ever been done to me. I did it to myself. Nothing that has ever you know, hurt me or disappointed me was done by another person. I did it. I did it to myself. And I did it by misinterpreting the person who is persecuting me or accusing me. I did it with a sense of feeling like a victim or whatever. My rightness versus their rightness, that kind of thing. It's really ugly what we do, but that's what we do. So when someone comes into my life and I've called them in from the unseen hand of the universe, as it were, and I call them in and they're nothing but a pain in the neck. They do nothing but try to harm me, or they are disingenuous about whatever reason they think they're there to be in my life for, I can realize I called them in. What is it about me that made all this possible? That is the question. What is it in me? And if you go back and you really look at it, you will see it is the way you love. Most people love what they want, and they want what they love. And that's as far as people go. This is the door that opens up to all sorts of misnomers, misunderstandings, and chaos with people. And I see it how I did it when I was younger, and how it has affected me, and how I had to change. And the change was to move towards the authentic love and not the love that Greg wanted, not the affection Greg wanted. And once you give up what Matt wants, then you will start to see that you are your own worst enemy. It is what you and I desire that makes us our own enemy. And this is really hard for people to understand, because for the most part, everybody believes in what they want. They think they, quote unquote, as I've heard it, deserve whatever it is they want. But that's not the point of it all, is it? The point of it all is, where is the love of my heart? Am I seeking the love that is my soul? Now, listen to me. If you wanted your soul as much as you want stuff or people or whatever, you would be in a totally different position in this world than you are right now. But because we want the stuff over the love, because we think stuff and people and objects and things will constitute our love, our happiness, our joy in this world, because we believe that our happiness is derived from outside of us rather than from within us, we suffer grievously and open ourselves up to a lot of crazy people, a lot of crazy events, a lot of disingenuous experiences that do nothing but harm us. And that is the living truth. So when Buddha said, "See how you love and what keeps you from the journey," he was saying to us, there is your answer to everything. If you love from the ego, if you love from the pride, if you love from the body, if you love from your genetics, your heritage, your DNA, brace yourself. But if you can love from the authentic, if you can dissolve into the authentic, if you can allow the authentic to have its way with you, see how you love in that authentic, then something of the other shore can reach you, and a great goodness happens. That's what I mean by being my own worst enemy. Nothing in this world did not or did happen without my involvement in my own life. and how I lived in either the structure of the heart or the structure of what I call the human carcass. It's up to you. I hope that helps you, Matt. And once again, please forgive me. Namaste. The last question. How do I make my enemies go away? This is from Violet. And Violet does not tell me where she lives. Violet, you don't make them go away. You must embrace them. You must see them for what they are within you. Where is the enemy within me that made this person possible? And if you can't and aren't, which most people, so you're in a good crowd, most people can't do, won't do, then everybody looks like they're opposing you. But once you understand the state of your love and how you live with it or don't, then you understand why things are the way they are, how things got to be the way they are, and why you and I suffer grievously based on this whole idea of living in the selfish pride of our arrogant ego, all of us. And this ego is developed and manifested from genetic. You're a hybrid of genetics. I am to our bodies. That's what we do. That's the way we live. That's the way it is. We don't really want to live an authentic life. We just want to get through. At a certain period in a person's life, they give up. And usually I see this happening somewhere in my generation in their 40s. But now in the upcoming generations, the generations that are behind me, it happens a lot quicker and a lot sooner. Why? Because they were raised by people in my generation who didn't give a darn about anything other than what they could get. I'm of the generation, eat, drink, and be merry. Do drugs and alcohol. That's my generation. So they had kids that they abused and ignored and didn't help and didn't take care of, really. And bingo, here's where we are. So this is passed down and down and down and down until it reaches every generation eventually. My generation had the chance to do something magnificent, but we didn't. So there you are. If you want to get rid of your enemies, you really are serious about this, you'll have to see where they originate from within you. And if you don't see that, they'll never go away. Nothing will ever change. What is it about me that made this person and that person possible? It is my mentality, my emotionality mainly, and how I live so sporadically from the whole effort of living in the emotional instinct of the human body. And as long as I'm living in those things as a character of those things, it's going to be difficult. People are basically stupid. And we are stupid because we insist that our pedestrian mentality is the only way in which to live. And my pedestrian mentality initiates, inaugurates, and sustains my stupidity to live emotionally, to come to conclusions that don't need to be come to because they're not necessarily true at all. So that's why I always start off with my first insight is no matter what Greg comes up with, it's always wrong. Then I sit with that for a good while until I'm clear. And then I do my work. Then I speak, then I act, then I do what is necessary. And that is always in the guise of a love that most people would think of as personal suicide. And you just saw me kind of do it here this morning. Thank you for your beautiful question, Violet, and please forgive me. Namaste. Tomorrow, I'm going to climb a huge mountain with you. So I hope you'll join me. We're going to talk about potpourri of spirituality, love, and marriage. See you tomorrow. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.